Welcome back. Well, Gautrain partners have taken a multi-million rand hit as demand for the service wanes due to lockdown. Passenger numbers have declined from a maximum of 60,000 on a normal day to a maximum of just 8,000. William Dax, CEO of the Gautrain Management Agency, joins us on the line now to analyze the impact on the company and its partners. Thanks so much, William, for your time this evening. So we've taken a look at the extent to which commuter numbers have dropped. How much of a blow has this dealt to the top line in terms of revenue?
So, Alicia, good evening. The numbers have dropped, you're absolutely right. And we've seen, especially in the early stages of the lockdown, almost zero revenue coming in. So the impact has been exactly that loss of revenue. And from a province point of view, remember we on the government side of our public-private partnership, we've seen our so-called patronage guarantee increase. And on the private sector side, Bombela has seen its revenue income decrease as well.
Yeah, let's explain that relationship a little better. And, you know, who exactly now starts to take the balance sheet risk as it grows?
So, Alicia, it's shared between the two parties. And I think this is where our PPP really comes to the fore. That it's not one party who has to bear all the loss. The way that it works is Bombela take risk on revenue up to a certain cap, and it varies from month to month. But obviously, and above that cap, then the province tops up the revenue to keep Bombela being sustainable. So we're currently in the environment where revenue is far below the Bombela risk line. And they are taking that revenue loss. We, however, keep paying an amount over to them, so that their sustainability isn't really in doubt. It's more just a tough time for both parties to see through over the next six to 12 months.
Yeah. When it comes to that financial cost of the patronage guarantee, as you call it, William, then how high has that escalated, or how fast has that escalated?
So it didn't escalate all that much. It went up by about 90 million rand in the last quarter, and that's the data that we have, having got to the end of that quarter. And that's in the context of, in the previous year, we paid about 1.6 billion rand. So the net increase for the province hasn't been that dramatic.
Okay. Having said that, how much provisioning are you having to make to, mitigate against that potential risk down the line of it escalating quite rapidly if the transport system, doesn't get its patronage back?
So, Alicia, it's just too early to say. You know, we're in ongoing discussions with the provincial treasury. There's so many unknowns. The first unknown, of course, is COVID-19 itself, how long the lockdowns last. And then once that's over, how simple things like congestion on roads, economic recovery, employment rates, all of those factors come into play. So it's not a simple matter of saying how much we are provisioning for. We literally are doing this on a month-by-month basis.
Yeah. Cost factor aside, William, how hard a feat do you see it becoming to get, travelers back onto the Gautrain systems? Because what it inevitably means is traveling in packs.
Yeah. So, Alicia, it's incredibly encouraging to see the passengers who have returned. And I think it's very important to recognize that we provide a service to people who just don't have cars. Yeah. And we're seeing in particular our bus ridership increase quite dramatically. So I think that's very important. We've lost a big chunk of people who are staying at home, and hopefully they will return. We've also lost people who return to their cars, which is really the sad part, because it's not in anyone's interest to sort of return to pre-Gautrain congestion on the freeways. And that's really where we're looking at building confidence and saying to people, when we get through this, you'll be able to get out of your car and come back, and we'll be here waiting for you.
Let's leave it there, William. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, William Dax, CEO of the Gautrain Management Agency.